Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is April 26th, 2006, the feast of Blessed George Augustus Selwyn, transferred from April 11th. In the gospel appointed for today, Jesus instructs his disciples, "Whatever town or village you enter, find out who in it is worthy, and stay there until you leave." George Augustus Selwyn might have thought about this passage often on the long sea voyage from England to New Zealand, when he was selected to be their first bishop in 1841. It allowed him to make sure that his ministry to the people of New Zealand took their culture and history seriously. He was able to discover that the people there were worthy, and to live and work among them as a companion, just as Jesus had told his disciples. And Selwyn did more than just respect the Maori culture. He learned and used their language, again thanks to that long sea voyage. He was so respected as a churchman that he was able to exercise his ministry with both sides of the terrible war between the Maori people and the English, and even to retain that ministry after the end of the conflict. And most of all, he knew that the Maori people deserved a church of their own. He ensured that the church there was worthy of them, just as they were worthy of the church. Rather than have the church in New Zealand simply be a missionary branch of the Church of England, he built a vibrant and independent church with its own governance and prayer book, the two hallmarks of a mature province in the Anglican Communion. Today, the New Zealand prayer book is beloved throughout the world. Written in both English and Maori, its liturgies, especially its translation of the Lord's Prayer, are used by Anglicans in many other places. Jesus also tells his disciples, "If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it." New Zealand was a worthy ground for the church to grow, and God's peace, and that of George Augustus Selwyn, its first bishop, has certainly settled there. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you for your servant, George Augustus Selwyn, whom you called to preach the gospel to the people of New Zealand and Melanesia, and to lay a firm foundation for the growth of your church in many nations. Rise up in this and every land, evangelists and heralds of your kingdom, that your church may proclaim the unsearchable riches of our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Alphege of Canterbury. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.